Hello, my name is Bide Miolokunde, and you are listening to episode 144 of the Big Picture Podcast. On this episode, I'll discuss the idea of TikTok brain and why kids seem to be hooked on the app. I'll also analyze a relatively new social media platform called Be Real that is captivating the attention of the Gen Z demographic, and then wrap up by outlining four things that parents can do to help boost their kids' attention spans. Thank you for your time. Let's get to it. Okay, so according to data from mobile market intelligence company called Sensor Tower, nearly 6.8 million people have downloaded Be Real over the past 2 years. The app, which was pitched by its makers as an authentic, unfiltered alternative to the curated post on Instagram and TikTok, has gained currency among younger people, particularly college students. Most of Be Real's users joined this year, according to Apptopia. So the French app, which is available for iPhones and Android phones, pings users once in 24 hours to snap a photo using their smartphone's front and rear-facing cameras. The prompt timing is unpredictable and random for users and changes every day, and no photo filters are allowed. So unlike the most dominant social media platforms, there are no ads and no visible follower tallies. So Be Real's limited approach to posting and browsing is an alternate approach to apps such as TikTok and Instagram, which count more than 1 billion active users each, and they are constantly plowing financial and human resources into making their product more engrossing for its users. Instead, Be Real has a different pitch. Post quickly, scroll, and go about your day. For some Gen Z users, that is a magnetic idea. So after receiving an alert to Be Real, users have 2 minutes to snap a photo. If they are too busy or they are somewhere they shouldn't be taking selfies, such as in a bathroom, at work, or a classroom, Be Real allows users to post outside of that time frame, but with a catch. The app tells their friends that the photo is late and shows precisely how late they are. So that has caused people to snap pictures while in class and on the road. But many times, Be Real ends up with images of the photographers taking pictures of their feet. Be Real prevents users from lurking. For you to see anyone's images, you have to first share your own. If a user posts late, they don't have as much time to view other people's photos, and all posts reset when the subsequent notification goes out. The aim is to share real life with friends when it is happening. So according to users and social media experts, what Be Real has going for it is its embrace of spontaneity and authenticity. It's a mix of Wordle, which is the popular word game that can only be played once a day, and also Instagram, but without the filters. In addition, the fleeting lifespan of the post on Be Real draws comparisons to Snapchat. So this combination resonates with people who have started to shun the curated photos and videos that dominate feeds on many social media networks. So the most prominent social media apps such as TikTok and Instagram started as ways for people to share updates with their friends. But as those apps evolved to feature more idealistic versions of people's lives, big creator economies have flourished on the platforms, with influencers posting highly curated content to attract followers and sponsors. So the change means users often see more commercial posts, creating a hole that an app such as Be Real could try to fill. Yet, Be Real and other new social media networks will have staying power only if they can keep people and their friends using the app. So many apps are fun to try, but the point of a social media app is to connect with other people. So Be Real wants users to portray their lives rather than share images to build up an influential user base or fan base. The company says it wants to make people feel good about themselves and their lives. To some people, Be Real's rise resembles other once popular apps such as Yo and Frontback. So front back lets users take photos using the front and rear cameras and then merge the two shots into a single image. It surged in popularity after its 2013 launch, but then shut down 2 years later when users moved on to the next big thing. So although the number of downloads is a good measure of an app's success, that data does not predict whether the app actually has staying power. Apps that were once hot can fail if they rely too heavily on one feature without developing more tools to keep users engaged. So that was actually the case with Yo, which launched in 2014, simply to let users say Yo to their friends. The app added profiles, links, and hashtags, but the updates were not enough to save it. So up next, I'll be talking about this concept of TikTok brain and why kids seem so hooked on the app. Stay with us. Welcome back. So many parents now say that their kids cannot sit through feature-length films anymore because the movies feel painfully slow to them. Others have observed their kids struggling to focus on homework, not to mention reading a book. So it's hard to look at increasing trends in media consumption of all types, media multitasking, and the high rates of ADHD in young people, and not conclude that there is a decrease in their attention spans. Links between attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD diagnosis, and screen time are subject to debate since many factors could account for a steady rise in cases. Yet, even parents whose children don't qualify for that medical diagnosis say that their kids are more distracted. In addition, emerging research suggests that watching short, fast-paced videos makes it harder for kids to sustain activities that don't offer instant and constant gratification. So one of the few studies that specifically examined TikTok-related effects on the brain focused on Douyin, the TikTok equivalent in China, which is made by the same Chinese parent company that made TikTok, which is basically ByteDance Limited. So this study found that the personalized videos that the app's recommendation engine presents to users activate the brain's reward centers compared with the general interest videos shown to new users. So brain scans of Chinese college students showed that areas involved in addiction were highly activated in those who watched personalized videos. It also found some people have trouble controlling when to stop watching these videos. So the researchers at China's Zhejiang University wrote that they speculate that individuals with lower self-control have more difficulty shifting attention away from favorite video stimulations. Last year, a Wall Street Journal investigation found that TikTok's algorithm figures out what users like based on the amount of time they watch each video and then serves up more of the same. TikTok said it is now developing ways to diversify the videos its algorithm recommends to viewers. TikTok said it wants younger teens to develop positive digital habits early on, and that it recently made some changes aimed at curbing extensive app usage. For example, TikTok will not allow users aged 13 to 15 to receive push notifications after 9 p.m. TikTok also periodically reminds users to take a break, to go outside, or grab a snack. Kids also have a hard time pulling away from videos on YouTube, and Google has made several changes to help limit its use, including turning off autoplay by default on accounts of people aged under 18. So when kids do things that require prolonged focus, such as reading or solving math problems, they used directed attention. This is the ability to inhibit distractions, sustain attention, and shift attention appropriately. However, this requires higher order skills like planning and prioritizing. The function starts in the prefrontal cortex, the part of the brain that is responsible for decision making and impulse control. Generally, kids have a harder time sustaining and managing their attention because the prefrontal cortex is not fully developed until around the age of 25. So the ever-changing environment of TikTok does not require sustained attention. However, if kids' brains become accustomed to these constant changes, the brain finds it difficult to adapt to a non-digital activity where things don't move quite as fast. TikTok now allows users to make videos as long as 10 minutes, up from the previous maximum of 3 minutes and the initial 60-second maximum. So dopamine is a neurotransmitter that gets released in the brain when it is expecting a reward. A flood of dopamine reinforces craving for something enjoyable, whether it's a tasty meal, a drug, or a funny TikTok video. Apparently, TikTok is a dopamine machine, and if we want kids to pay attention, they need to practice paying attention. Researchers are just beginning to conduct long-term studies on digital media's effects on kids. The National Institutes of Health is funding a study of nearly 12,000 adolescents as they grow into adulthood to examine the impact that many childhood experiences have on social development, from social media to smoking. The study's investigators now focus on the effects that specific apps have on children's brain development. So parents and kids can take steps to boost attention, but experts say it takes effort. So one approach to this is to swap screen time for real time. Exercise and free play are among the best ways to build attention during childhood. Dedicating after school and weekend time for sports, play dates, family hikes, or trips to the park can help focus the brain. Another approach is to practice restraint. Kids' brains won't inherently want to set aside a device that is delivering entertainment. But when they practice stopping, it strengthens those connections in the brain to allow them to stop again next time. There are several ways to do that, such as scheduling regular times each day when tech is not used, such as at the dinner table, and setting time limits on screen sessions. A third approach is to use tech's own tools. TikTok has a screen time management setting that allows users to cap their app usage. Parents can also establish screen time limits for their kids with family pairing, which requires parents to create a TikTok account and link it to their kids' account. YouTube allows parents to set time limits for younger kids. And for kids using the regular YouTube app, parents can create a supervised account using Google Family Link to manage screen time, provide reminders to take breaks, and even choose age-appropriate content. Parents can also set time limits on specific apps directly from Apple and Android devices. Finally, it is essential that kids get enough sleep. These days, adolescents are the most sleep-deprived population in human history. Proper sleep is necessary for focus and attention, so phones and other devices should be kept out of the bedroom at night. So to wrap up, I discussed the idea of TikTok brain and why kids seem to be hooked on the app. I also analyzed a relatively new social media platform called BeReal that is captivating the attention of the Gen Z demographic. And then I wrapped up by outlining four things that parents can do to help boost their kids' attention spans. So that's all I have for this episode 144 of the Big Picture Podcast. Thanks for listening. The Big Picture Podcast is produced by Sunshine Media in association with Alowunle Productions. Fact-checking by Zara Kuznetsova. Audio engineer Sergey Gorsky. Graphic design Stacey Graham. Senior producer Abidemi Ologunde. Executive producers Olufolani Ologunde and Tobiloba Ologunde. Please join me again on the next episode as I continue with a deep dive on cybersecurity news, events, and incidents, and the lessons we can learn from them for robust cyber threat intelligence and awareness in our daily lives. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review the Big Picture Podcast. on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, Google Podcast, Pandora, TuneIn Radio, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, please share the show with anyone that you think might benefit from it. For questions, comments, or any suggestions, please send an email to bdemi@thebeatpicture.com. You can also get in touch on Twitter @BeatPicture, on the Clubhouse app @Beat, as well as on the Wisdom app @BeatDemi. Please remember to leave a review for the podcast if your platform allows you to do so. Thank you for your time. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.